Hi, this is a dictation for patient Thomas Davis, Thomas Davis. The service is 1/23/2023. Date of birth is 1/17/1970. Date of accident 10/1/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on 1/4/2023. The patient underwent MRI reports that came out to be positive. And they are to be discussed today. That's why he's here. His pain continues into the neck, mid-back, to the left shoulder, and the left leg, and left arm. The pain level is 10. ADLC is affected 10. Patient reports that there is hardly any relief in the pain, and only 10% pain is relieved. In the ADS, patient reports that the general activity is affected 10, mood and work are affected 9, while sleep is affected 8, walking ability and relationship with other people is affected 7. In the system review, patient reports of headaches, difficulty sleeping, tension, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, or denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, dual vision, fainting, blackout, ear problems, or seizures, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or lack of concentration, or any confusion, disorientation, loss of memory, none of them. In the pain and numbness, patient has a continuing pain on the neck and the lower back, and mid back and upper back, more on the left side as well as the left wrist and hand, and left shoulder. And difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain are reported. In the GU, no, there is a frequency of urination and denies any incontinence of urine, painful urination, but in the urine. In respiratory, there is chest pain and there is no difficulty breathing, asthma, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, the patient remains, pain level remains the same. And in last 30 days, no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance is, the patient is fully compliant with the pain medication. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 100 and 30 over 100 pulses. 68 pulse ox 100. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 1/4/2023, petition number 0118-076. The plan is to continue physical therapy 3 times per week, to massage, aquatherapy, home exercise has been advised. Patient is disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation has been checked. The MRIs were discussed at length with the patient. And physical examination and the rest of the diagnosis are the same from previous visit, 0118-076. In the plan of care, we have advised the patient to, regarding the herniated disc at L4-5 and L5-S1, L3-L4, involvement to lumbar epidural steroid injections. While in the surgical, there is a herniated disc at C3-4 and a facet joint hypertrophy C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, for which cervical epidural steroid injection has been advised. The patient is considered the scale. His brain MRI was completely normal. Thank you.